Random House Audio presents You Don't Need a Title to Be a Leader: How Anyone, Anywhere Can Make a Positive Difference. This is the author, Mark Sanborn. You don't need a title to be a leader. Introduction. Recently, the vice president of a multinational technology company I know needed someone on his team to lead a mission-critical project. It wasn't enough to find someone who would do a good job. He needed a leader who would do a great job. After careful thought and consideration, he approached a colleague, whom I'll call Bob, who was considered an up-and-comer. Bob had demonstrated tremendous potential. His work on previous projects had been exemplary. As past performance is one of the best indicators of future performance, the VP decided to sit down with him. After explaining the project and what he wanted Bob to do, the VP extended an invitation to him to lead the project. After a brief pause, Bob responded, "I assume you'll make me a director if I take this on." His unexpected response caused the vice president to pause. What were Bob's real motivations? Was he a person driven by the need to contribute or the need to gain? Would he act in the best interest of the organization or only himself? After brief hesitation, the VP explained that the title change didn't go with the assignment. Furthermore, he went on, given Bob's concern, maybe Bob wasn't the right person to lead the project. The VP withdrew his offer and went back to the drawing board. After more deliberation, he came up with an alternative candidate. The person who came to mind was a woman, Gail, who had also shown great promise. Gail wasn't actually a member of his team. In fact, she acted in a...